Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Foundation Friday, March 23rd, 2018. Steve Cypress here on another spectacularly beautiful spring day here in sunny and beautiful Arizona. Hope it's fantastic where you are too. Rhino of the day is this rubber rhino. I think it's rubber. Yeah, it's kind of rubber, very hard rubber, but it bends and he's very cool and very detailed rhino. I have a few of these in the collection of different sizes, the rubber rhinos. He's the rhino of the day. And so today, hopefully your week was fantastic. Hopefully it still is. What is up, Toby? Great seeing you. Spent the week, as always, talking to a whole bunch of prospects and clients and so forth, and discussing all kinds of activities and goals and desires and priorities and wants and opportunities. And I gotta tell you, It was a reminder that one of the very basic hallmarks of business success, one of your jobs as a business owner, one of the things that sets you apart as the 13% of Americans that own businesses, as opposed to the 87% that depend on us to make their entire lives happen. Without us, they walk around going, oh, gee, I'm unemployed, I can't find work. Entrepreneurs don't go, I can't find work. We create work. We make things happen. We start businesses. We build businesses. We buy businesses. We sell businesses. I mean, we make things happen. But when you're in this 13%, it behooves you. It's our responsibility to be decision makers. And human beings don't like to make decisions. It's not natural for human beings to make change, to make decisions. We'd much rather just have things go along and have things done for us. So as a business owner, we need to go against our human nature and become a decision maker. And this also works when we are, which is we're always selling and marketing our services or our products or whatever we have, is we've got to make that change in our prospects. We've got to get them to make a change, to make a decision, because they're even worse than business owners. They can go through, your average person can go through, and I've been there, I worked plenty of jobs before I became an entrepreneur, you can go through weeks without making any decisions. Your boss tells you when to show up, so you know what time you're getting up, your alarm clock rings, and you got to get up, and then this gotta is part of the vernacular. It's part of the vocabulary for the non-business owners. Oh, I got to go to work, and I have to do this, and the boss is making me do that. See, it's even the verbalization that there were no decisions being made. So much that, you know, it comes to dinner time, and, hey, honey, what do you want for dinner? Oh, doesn't matter, whatever you want. People just don't want to make decisions. But as business owners, somebody's got to make decisions, right? That's us. We have to. So here's one of the keys to making decisions. It's the key to all success, really, if you ask me, is preparation. Preparation is the key to making decisions quickly, as opposed to, I don't know, gee, I'll just stay in my inertia and not accomplish my goals and not know what direction I'm going in because I can't figure it out and I can't decide and I can't. Well, guess what? Someone's got to decide. And if you're the business owner, the more money you make, the more success you have is based on the more decisions, and the quicker you're able to take advantage of opportunities and make decisions. That's what our entire role is, pretty much. I mean, there are other roles we have, of course. We got to cast the vision. We have to lead the business. But a lot of the ways that we go about casting the vision and leading the business is making decisions. So here's what I mean by preparation. When I'm in a store that is something I don't normally go shopping for, I can hem and haw with the best of them. Gee, I don't know. You know, my beautiful wife Michelle will say, oh, while you're out, you know, I need a something of, need a box or whatever, or a something of something. And I'm like, yeah, fine, sure, I'll pick that up. And then I go in, and first of all, I'm like, okay, 72 aisles here in the supermarket. It's 1,000 feet wide. You know, what the heck? I got to ask somebody even, where is this? I don't even know where it is. And then I get there. Oh, yeah, it's aisle 6 on the right. Great. I go to aisle 6 on the right. There's 82 varieties of the thing. I have no idea. I feel now like the weak prospects when I talk to, oh, gee, I got to check. I don't know. Or they say, I got to check, and then they don't get back to you. Like, I got to check. I got to, I don't know. I'm not sure. Who are they? Ask a lot of questions. Gee, what, when is, what's it all about? Yeah, oh, I got to check. I got to who, ha, where, and they, you know. That's how I am when I'm looking to buy something I don't know anything about and I'm totally unprepared to buy it. And then it's a good thing we have a cell phone like I'm recording this on right now. Call my beautiful wife, Michelle. Honey, what type do you want? Oh, you know, it's the one we always get. Yeah, I must see it all the time in the house and the cover. But now, hello, we are back. So I will end this now, but I'll just get to the point when I'm confronted with multiple choices of something I'm not familiar with. I can be a bad decision maker with the rest of them. I can just go into, like, I don't know what to do, hem, haw, hoo, ha. But when I'm in my business, where I am a, we all are, a professional buyer, I've got to buy things for the business. I've got to make decisions. I've got to invest. I've got to hire people. I've got to decide which way to go, yes, no. When I clearly have my goals set out and an opportunity presents itself, boom, I'm on it. Right? So if somebody said to you, hey, the, you know, would you like to buy, I don't know, some crazy something you've never bought before for $5? You might say, I don't know, is that a good deal? Is it normally $3? Is it normally $8? You're trying to rip me off. It's a good deal. I don't know. But if somebody says, hey, would you like to buy a brand new Mercedes for $5? Well, first of all, that's too good to be true. But you get my point. You since you know that that is a value and that's something you want, bang, you can make a decision right away. And I experienced this, by the way, when I spent a year on the floor of the Chicago Board Options Exchange. Hey, Chris, Carlos are here. Good seeing you. Oh, we are back again, moving around a bit, but there's not a lot of room out here on the terrace outside my office, but we seem to be having a bad connection, so I will end it. But I'll let you know that I learned this in a major way when I was on the floor of the Chicago Board's Option Exchange as a trader. I mean, somebody comes in, says, I got 400 of this to sell, and there's 20 guys there going, buy them. And if I didn't put my hand up immediately and say, I want them, I don't get them. They're gone. I missed the opportunity. So the traders are always thinking ahead. Hey, I'm looking at my portfolio of what I got in my book, and man, I really need to buy some of these. If the guy comes in with some of these or even at a slightly higher price, I'm ready. I got to buy them. The bad trader who will be out, basically, same as business owners. You know, there's a reason 90% of businesses go under. Failure to be able to make quick decisions when an excellent opportunity appears is one of them. Just can't make the decision. So a bad trader is one who hesitates. He who hesitates is lost. So that's the foundation tip for today, Foundation Friday. Prepare. Know what you want so that when the opportunity presents itself, you jump on it and you don't miss the opportunity. That's our role as a business owner. If you don't like it, go get a job. Go work for a business owner who will make decisions for you. And then you can have a life without the freedom that a business owner has. But that freedom comes with responsibility. We've got to make the decisions. The buck stops with us. So make it easy on yourself to make decisions by getting with your mentor, your coach, your board of directors, whoever it is you get with, and know clearly what you want. So when that opportunity arises, bang, you can make that decision and do what's best for you and for your business. All right. I don't see any questions, comments, concerns.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.